Okay, just want to go over some things from yesterday's omelet, and then we'll go ahead. Gemara first starts about Tov Dvar Mitzvah and Ovad Mitzvah, Lo Ovad Mitzvah. The Mordechai Benet and Magen Avos asked the question, if you mild the child who was supposed to be mild on Sunday, on Shabbos, so Lechor, you weren't Mekayim any Mitzvah. And if they're not Mekayim a Mitzvah, then it's Mechabel for no Tzorech, and it's Mekalkel. So why should we Chayav Achatas? Right? It's Potter Avalosser, Mekalkel. The only reason Bris Milah is, what's it called, is Chayav, is you need to be Docha Shabbos, a Pasuk, is because the Milah is a Tikkun. But if you mild the wrong child, you mild them early, it's no Tikkun. You have to be Matif Mimeno Dambris. So, why should you be chayav achatas? So he says, even though there's a mitzvah to be matif tambris, if you made a milah toch zmano, you still accomplish something. You were machnas the child into class. But there's a mitzvah to be matif tambris, because it was done early. But something was accomplished, it's still considered a tikkun. That's the first thing. The Gemara says that milah shalo bizmano is not toch Shabbos or yontif. Well, and also not the second, even the second day of Rosh Hashanah. What about Stam Yontif Sheni? Why did it mention the second day of Rosh Hashanah? The second day of Rosh Hashanah is more chomer than other Yontif Sheni, because the Rabbanan made it like a Yuma Richta. So is it only the second day of Rosh Hashanah that's Aser, or any Yontif Sheni is Aser for Mila Shlo Bizmano? So the Smag holds that it is Docha Yontif Sheni. Only Yom Tov Sheni shall Rosh Hashanah not. And the Rambam also holds like that. And the Shach is noted lahalacha like that. That you can be mal a child on Yom Tov Sheni, what's it called, except for Yom Tov Sheni, the Rosh Hashanah, Mila Shalob Isman. The Rav Haigon says it's Aser on Yom Tov Sheni. And the Mishnah says Yom Tov Sheni shall Rosh Hashanah. Because that was the only thing at that time that was knowing, right? The Mishnah was in Eretz Yisrael, and in Eretz Yisrael, the only Yom Tov Sheni that there is Yom Tov Sheni Shabbat. And the Chassam Sofer also holds like that, that it's Aser to mala baby, Shalob Zmano, even on Yom Tov Sheni, any Yom Tov Sheni. How about Sufik? Whether it's Sufik Bizmano. Kid was born Bein Hashemashas, and the eighth day comes out on Yom Tov Sheni. So now, what's it called, or the eighth, ninth day, you're not sure if it's the eighth or ninth day, if it's Yom Tov Sheni, or seven, what's it called, the eighth or ninth day, right? So it could be, it's what's it called, it's Bizmano, could be not. So here it's already Sfek Sveka. It's Sufik, whether it's Yom Tov or not, Yom Tov Sheni, in time when there was a real Sufik. And even if it's Yom Tov Sheni, maybe it's Mila Bizmano. So there, Rabbi Akiva Eger holds that you mild the child. Wherever it's a suffix, whether it's Mila Bizmano or not, then you do mild the Yontif Sheni. And the note of Yehuda holds even Rosh Hashanah, that's mutter. The suffix, whether it's Mila Bizmano, Yontif Sheni, so Rosh Hashanah, you also mild the child. And the Chassam Sofer also holds like that. Okay, the next thing was waiting 7 days for a child that was sick. So the Rabbeinu Chananel holds halachas like Shmuel, that you need 7 days, and the me'es le'es. And others hold that we're not sure whether you need me'es le'es or not, like Shmuel says, but sofik nefashas lehakil, meaning that here machmir and pikuach nefesh, maybe the kid is not going to be ready until 7 days me'es le'es, so you have to wait misofik the 7 days, that the Rosh holds. Okay. The Tosis Rid holds that you need 7 days besides the day that he gets better. We don't pass him like that. We pass him from the moment he's better and could have Mila, you have to wait 7 days. And 7 24-hour periods later, that's when you make the bris. That's how the Rambam holds also. And this halach only applies when the child was sick, so a sickness that affected his whole body, like fever. Right? But if it's only be'aver echad, then as soon as the kid gets better, you mal. You don't wait 7 days.
Is that even if Eber Echad is his lungs, for example?
What? No, see. What's it called? See what's it called? The Tosus Rid holds, even if it's Chalakol Gufo. except for fever. Fever's exception. Even cholakogufo, you mild him right away. We don't pass him like that. The Shulchan Aruch, what's it called, Paskins, and the Ramah, that if the child has a big pain, even what's it called, in his eyes or whatever, then you need 7 days, or anything that should be Machal Shabbos for. Any machala that should be Machal Shabbos for, you wait 7 days. But if it's a small pain, and it's only localized, and it's not something you'd be Machal Shabbos for, then you mal immediately. Okay, and therefore, jaundice. Jaundice, if most jaundice is, I forgot what the medical term is, there's two kinds of jaundice. And one kind is just a natural, it's not a sickness, it's just naturally that the baby didn't start creating enough bile to get rid of the whatever, bilirubin, yeah. And that, even though we don't mal when the child's yellow, but as soon as he gets better, you mal him. But there's another kind of jaundice that's a sickness, mamish. That kind of jaundice you have to wait 7 days after the baby's healed. Anything the baby needed antibiotics for is already considered cholakogufo, and you have to wait 7 days. You needed a transfusion. If it had fever, more than what's it called, the amount that's considered a sakana, which in Fahrenheit is about 101 degrees. Any fever like that, also you wait 7 days. The Aruch HaNer is a shaila. What happens if you mild the kid within those 7 days? You didn't wait the 7 days. Do you have to be Matif Dan Bris, just like you remal him Toch Zmano, or not? And the Lamais of the Avnei Nezer holds you don't have to. It's not, doesn't have the same din as if you remal him Toch Zmano. You were over because of Bikuach Nefesh, you had to wait for 7 days, but it's not, doesn't become like a Bris Kodim Zmano. Okay, let's go on. Okay, that's what we would have said had I been here yesterday. Ari, even more for yesterday than normal. Okay. I will try not to do that to you again. If you can blame my clock, though. Eilu hein tzitzin hamakvin es hamilu. These, we said before that your chozer for tzitzin hamakvin es hamilu, right? You learned that when I was away. Shaila, whether when you weren't parish, you were parish, and machlokas, whether that's b'chol also, or dafka on Shabbos. In any case, so tzitzin hamakvin es hamilu, it's because if we didn't have a bris. What are they? So now the mission explains what tzitzin hama'akvin is hamila. Basar hachofe es rovo atar. The tzitzin hama'akvin is hamila is any flesh that still remains from the orla that surrounds the entire atara. The atara is the cap of the aver, right? And if most of the atara is still covered, that's tzitzin hama'akvin is hamila. The Eino Ocho Betruma, and a Kohen, as an Orel, is not allowed to eat Truma. And if he still has enough flesh that covers most of the Atara, right, and we'll see the Gemara explains how, what's most of the Atara, but right now we think it means if it goes around most of the Atara, right, even a thin strand of skin that goes around most of the Atara is already Ma'akev, he's not allowed to eat Truma. Dimhoye Balbasar, what happens though if you took off all the Orla? But the kid is fat, and the fat of the gid goes over the atara, and it looks like he's still an oral. Then misaknu mitnei maris ha'ayin. Then you have to fix it up because otherwise he looks like he's an oral. Mo v'lo paras hamila ki lo mo. If you made mila but you didn't make priya, it's like you didn't make mila. Mila is you take the foreskin and you cut it. That's mila. Mila is chaticha, cutting. Now, those foreskin's not there, but the membrane still covers the what's it called, the gid. So what you have to do is rip it, and what's it called, and fold it back, or roll it back, so the entire gid is uncovered. Right? The part that sticks out, the foreskin, that's mila. That was given to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wasn't given priya. Priya was neschadish by the Rabbanu Shel Olam, by Yoshua. So priya is not enough just to cut off the extra foreskin, but the membrane that covers the gid also has to be torn and rolled back. And if you didn't do that, it's like you weren't mal. So the machlokas, shail at least, Tosus over here asks, what do you need a halacha mal v'lo parak, ki lo mal, L'chora ein l'cha, what's it called, shitzin ha-makvin samila, more than that. the whole aver is covered with basar, right? So from Tosus it would seem that if you have, what's it called, shitzin ha-makvin ha-priya, there's no part from the mila left. The orla's gone. It's just the membrane that covers the gid, which is the priya part, is left on. That wouldn't have a halacha. It's only halacha moshe misin. It does the same halacha, doesn't apply. Okay? So from Tosus mashma that it does apply. Tosus gives an answer, what's it called? And others hold no, that the tzitzin hama'akvin is only by mila, only by the orla, but not by priya. And therefore it wouldn't be a halacha of tzitzin hama'akvin, because it's not the orla. It's the membrane under the orla. But it's a special halacha, you have to make priya. Okay. And the Maisa of Halacha, the Sham Sofer, and the Mishnah Brura both paskin that tzitzin of priya are also ma'akiv. That the Maisa, that Halacha is that tzitzin are. There's also another Shaila that the Achronim have, and that is, it says, ma'avalo paras ki'ilulo ma'al. What does that mean? There's two kinds of ki'ilulo. One kind is that there's two separate mitzvahs, but they're ma'akiv each other. So if you did Mila and you didn't do Priya, you did half a mitzvah, but you didn't do the whole mitzvah. You weren't Yotzei that because you need the other part too. But you were Makayim, some mitzvah. Or no, what's it called? It's not anything. Mila and Priya are one thing. If you only did Mila, there's no mitzvah at all. The mitzvah is Mila and Priya. And until you do Priya, you haven't Makayim any mitzvah. Nafkamina would be, Legabe Yachatos, if you were Mal and no Para, right, if you're Tobit bar mitzvah, but asa mitzvah, or it's not considered asa mitzvah b'chlal, if you only did half. Okay, let's go on. Omer av avina, omer av yirmiya bar abba. No, we didn't say that in Rashi. Sitzin, ritsuo shel basar, shen yisharu min ha'orla. You have pieces of skin, right, that are left over from the orla. Atara, he safa gavoa hamakefes esagid. The atara is, I think it's called the glands. It's a, what's it called? A corona. It's the cap on top of the gid. Savivu mena mashpeya v'yorid l'rosha. From there, the gid gets, what's it called, gets narrower towards the body. Rosho means the top because it goes up towards the body. The eno ocha betruma in kohenkum. The Altina be Yavama, Sha'or also be Truma. We learn in Yavamas that a Kohen Oral is not allowed to eat Truma. Vimhoya Balbasar, so you show me, it was fat. The Nira Basar Shalamala be Arlaso, and the fat of the Gid hangs over the end of the Gid, and it looks like the Orla again. La'acha Shanitla Orla, Kula, Ki'ilu also Basar, Choser Rechofas. Again, looks like he's an Orla. Misakno, Mishapea be Ismo, me also over. You cut a little bit off that skin, so he'll look like he's a mohel. Won't look like he's an aru. Mipnei marasayin shloya nirak aru. Para gila. Priya means to uncover. Like we have in Kisisa, right? Shepro aru. He uncovered them. Paruahu. Paras rosha isha. Uncover the hair of the woman by sota. So the word porea means to uncover. Okay. Omer av avina, omer av yirmiya bar abba, omer rava. Basar hachofes rov gova shalatara. What is rov, what's it called, rov ha'atara? It doesn't mean that it has to circle most of the atara. It means even if there's one strand of skin that goes up on one side of the atara, but goes up most of the way, that's also called rov ha'atara. It doesn't have to be rov of the circumference of the atara, but even in one spot, if it's rov of the height of the atara, is also ma'akiv. Rashi, rov gova, lo tema rov ha'atara, diktani masnis and rov hekefa. Don't say most of the circumference of the atara has to be covered. El afilu rov gova, makom echad. Even if it's in one spot, but it goes up most of the way of the atara, is what's it called, is ma'akiv. And I think the svarim say that, that what's it called, that that which is marasayin, not ma'akev, but you have to fix up for marasayin. If it goes up one third of the way over the atara, that's enough to be considered marasayin. Katan ha-mesurbel b'basar. Okay, let's do Rashi. Gemara. Omar Shmuel, katan ha-mesurbel b'basar, roen oso, kozman shemiskashe, v'nira mohul, eno tzarech lomol. The imlav tzorich lomu. Okay. What's considered marasayin? This is the way Rashi learns, at least. A cotton who's fat. So how do you know if you have to fix it up or not? If there's an inyan of marasayin. So it depends. If when the aver is hard and it extends, then the basar doesn't, what's it called? He looks like he's mohel. Then you don't have to fix anything up. Because no marasayin. If he had an orla, it would look like an orla even when the aver is hard and extended. Masha'en came this, since it's obvious that he's a mohel, at that point, even though it looks like an orla when the aver is distended, that's what's it called, that's okay. Okay, Masnisa Tanda, Rav Shimon Gamliel, but if even when the aver is hard and extended, still he looks like an oral, then you have to fix it up. The Masnisa Tanna, in the Braisa it says, Rav Shimon Gamliel Omer, Kotna Masur Bubabasa, Roen Oso Kozman Shemiskasha, the Eno Nira Mohol Tzorech Lamolo. The Imlav Eno Tzorech Lamolo. What's the difference between Shmuel and what says in the Braisa, right? The difference is, Nira the Eno Nira. Because the way that Shmuel said it was, that as if when he's Niskasha, he looks like he's Mohol, then you don't have to do anything. Mashma, that if when he's Niskasha, he doesn't look like he's Mohol. He may not look like an Oro, but he doesn't look clearly like he's Mohol, you still have to fix it up. And the Braisa said just the opposite, right? So, Kozman Shemiskasha, the Eno Nira Mohol, if when he's Niskasha, he still looks like an Oro, right? Then you, what's it called, you have to fix it up. But if he doesn't look like an Oro, even though he doesn't look 100% like he's Mohol, but it doesn't look 100% like an Oro, you don't have to fix it up either.
Is this fixing up at the time of the bris, or are we talking at a later time?
Anytime. Lav dafka at the time of the bris, because it's not part of the mitzvah of the bris, that's marasayin. So it has nothing to do with the time of the bris. Rashi. Katna mesurba babasar, paltri balas, which means it gets fat. Shishomim, va'av, he's thick and fat. Even after the bris, it looks like the flesh hangs down like the orla. Right? Because the aver is extended, the skin stretches, right? And the mela, it comes back from the end, so it doesn't look like an orl. But Shmuel Garcina, the nira mohel, it extends so much that he looks like he's a mohel, right? Masnisa Garcina, the eno nira mohel. The Braisa takes the other way. And if it, even then, he still doesn't look like he's Mohol, then you have to fix it up. Right? And Shmuel said, if then he looks Mohol, then you don't have to fix it up. Pashas not, because it's this is only, where it's Ma'akivis Amili, fix it up, even on Shabbos. Right, so we're in Parish, then Mestama, then it's no different than Sitz and Shena Ma'akivis. It could be now nira veino nira, the Shmuel nira mohol, who the ain't sarach lamulo. Only if he looks mohol, then you don't have to fix it up. Ha nira veino nira. But if it doesn't look mohol, but it doesn't look like an aro, you still have to fix it up. Sarach, masnisa ain't nira, who the sarach. According to the Braisa, it's only if he doesn't look mohol, you have to fix it up. Mashma, if he looks and doesn't look, it's in between, you also don't have to fix it up. Ha nira veino nira, ain't no sarach.
But how does that help marasayin?
What?
How does that marasayin affect us? He's still going to look like it.
What do you mean? No, so since there's a time that, what's it called, so that not, so people will figure out or whatever. It's not something, first, there's no chiyuv to do it because of halacha. It's only because of what people will think. And since there is a time when people will see, there's a way of seeing, that's, marasayin is only when there's no other way. But here there's a way of seeing, so it's not marasayin anymore. What's it called? So that's how Rashi learns the Gemara. The Trumas HaDeshen learns a different way. Rashi learns that the Gemara is explaining the Mishnah. Not do new halacha. The Mishnah that says kot na mesurbo is lefi what Shmuel and the Braisa say. Okay. But the Trumas HaDeshen learns differently, and he says like this: that there's two chiyuvim over here. There's marasayin, right? That's what the Mishnah is talking about. And he holds, like Dani asked, Lechora, what's it called? Why do I care that when he's Miskasha, he's near a Mohol, but when he's not Miskasha, he's near a Kenomo. So that the Mishnah says that you have to fix it up, even if it's miskasha or whatever. Okay? Okay, on the other hand, that's only Asmarasai. The Gemara is talking about a different din. And that is, there's more chiyuv mitzad hadin. That if a kid is fat, and the fat hangs over, not only Asmarasai, and even when he's miskasha, it hangs over, the mitzad hadin you have to mal. Again, it's not just Asmarasai. It's more than Marasai. We'll see Nafkaminas in a second. And that's Mashma, that's the Rambam. The Rambam also holds like that.
The Marasai that we're talking about, is it when is a child that someone else, a mother, someone would see while I was being diaper changed and would see
right.
It looks, or is it when he's an adult that's the issue with Marasai?
Anything. He goes to the bathhouse, right? He gets undressed for a doctor. Still Marasai.
But a baby who's fat, who it looks one way or another way, it doesn't mean anything that's going to how it's going to look when he's older.
Lav Dafka, I don't know, but whatever it is, even now,
like
now is Marasayan too.
Right.
But even when he's a gadol, because it's talking about Kohen eating truma, even when he's a gadol, not only a baby. Okay, Mashma the Rambam. I mean, the Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam holds like Rashi, but the Truma Sadeshin says the Rambam holds like him, and it's Mashma from the Rambam a little bit like this Truma Sadeshin. There's a difference between the halacha of Marasayan, and that applies even if the kid, when he's niskasha, looks mahol. And then there's a din that if when he's niskasha, he looks mohul, then there's no chiyuv. It's only Asmarasayin. But if even when he's niskasha, he doesn't look mohul, then mitzad hadin, you have to fix him up. Okay? Okay, others hold that what's it called? One's talking about a kohen, and one's talking about for a kohen, we're choshish for marasayin. They shouldn't eat truma, even if when he's niskasha. He looks mahul, but when he's not niskashi, he looks like an aro, right? You don't let a kohen eat truma like that. That's the Mishnah. The Gemara is talking about stam, a person. There, it makes a difference whether, if when he's niskashi, he looks mahul or not. Okay. But the Mishnah is talking, even if he's niskashi and looks mahul, still asmarasayin, by a kohen, you have to fix it up. Another possible difference is that how you have to fix it up. If it's only asmarasayin, then you don't fix it up with a knife. You don't cut off the flesh. You just tie it back or do something to hold it in. You don't have to cut it off. But if even when the kid is miskasha, he still looks like an RL, then you have to cut off the flesh. Okay. The array in passing is like Shmuel, that only where it's clear that he looks mahul, don't you have to fix it up. But anything that looks anything not 100% mahul, you have to fix it up. And the Kesef Mishnah holds that's how the Rambam holds, and the Rav Yon, the Smag, holds like Rishim Gamliel, that only if he looks like an Aro, do you have to fix it up, but if he doesn't look like an Aro, even if he doesn't look like a Mohol, you don't have to fix it up. Okay, let's go on. Mol v'lo para, Tana Rabbana. Hamol omer aksher k'dishon from Tivonu al hamila. Person is mal, he makes a bracha al hamila. Avi HaBen Omer, and the father of the child, if he's not the Moel Lechora, says, Asher Kedishon Tzav Tivonu, Lachnisa Barbisa Shal Avram Avinu. And the father says, Lachnisa. HaOmdim, the people standing there, and the Medayik from here, the Rav and the Mishnayis, the Medayik from here, that the people by the bridge have to stand up. You stand up for people of Mekayim Mitzvah, like by Bikurim, it says, the people who were working, when the people from Bikurim came by, they stood up and covered the people doing the Mitzvah. He says, that's why you should stand up by a Levaya, when the people who are carrying the Aron, who are Mekayim, the Mitzvah, Havoya, Sameis, pass by. So you stand up, not to cover the Nifter, because it could be for that Nifter when he was alive, you didn't have to stand up for him. So when he's dead, you don't have to stand up for him either, right? But you're standing up for the people who are Mekayim, the Mitzvah, of Havoya, Sameis. And the same thing, he says, by a Bris, when what's it called? When they bring the child in, that's the covet of the mitzvah of Mila. People are osik in the mitzvah of Mila. You stand up.
Maybe
so,
it's
what?
Maybe it's
yeah, that's not the mitzvah of Mila. That's a nice thing that they also. But the maisa, what's it called?
Right.
Okay, but the reason is that's. Standing is for the covet of the people doing the mitzvah. So, ha'omdim omrim k'shem shenichnas labris, ken yikonish l'toru l'chub mashim tovim. And that's the girsa in the Gemara. We'll see there's another girsa. K'shem shenichnas labris. You tell the person The father, like you were machnasim the bris, you should be machnasim, not going on the baby. We'll see. Vamavarech omer, and then there's another bracha. Asher kidash yedid mi beten, chok b'shei roson, v'tzetzoav, chasam ba'os bris kodesh, al kein b'scharzos, kelchai chelkenu, and here is a machlokas, whether it's tzavei or tziva, tziva lahatzil yedidus sheirim mishachas, or tzavei lahatzil yedidus sheirim mishachas, that he commanded, or you should command. Leman briso asher son b'tzareinu, baruch ato Hashem, koreis habris. Rashi. Asher kidash yedid mi beten, Yitzchak kori yedid. So Rashi says that Yitzchak Avinu was kori yedid, al shem asher ahavta. The Rosh Hashanah said, asher ahavta, I also love him. He's a yedid, he's a beloved kid. So asher kidash yedid mi beten, the kodim shenolav niskadish lemitzazu. Before Yitzchak was born, he already was miskadish, he was designated to have this mitzvah. The first person who was nimo l'shmona yomim. Because Avram and Yishmael were already way past their eighth day. And the whole, all the people in the house, the same thing. He's the first one that had the real mitzvah of milah. So Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten, the Rabban Hashem designated and sanctified Yitzchak from the womb to, for this mitzvah.
Does someone go to the house
of Avram before that? That was, I don't know. Here it could be that the Rabban Hashem said specifically about Yitzchak. B'sheiro b'psaro sam chok shal mila. The tzetzo av achrav chosam ba'ozu shal bris kodesh. Tziva lahatzu yedir shem ishachas mi gehenem. So it's either tziva or tzave. We're asking the Rabban Hashem to do it. Tzave lahatzil. Right? Or you commanded, meaning you command over here is not a mitzvah. Command means you made this declaration, right? Declare, right? Migehenna, to save people who have bris milah are saved from Gehenna. To save gam at bedam brisecho shalachti asirayach mi bor ein mayim bo. Because of the schus of the bris milah, you're saved from Gehenna. Okay, and that's why there's a medrash that says that Avraham Avinu sits on the gates of Gehenna. He doesn't let anybody with a bris in, and some people need Gehenna. So that's why we mal children who die before the eighth day, before you bury them, you mal them, and that orla the Rabban Hashem takes and puts on the, what's it called, the people who need to get into Gehenna, and Avram will let them in if they're mal, so now they have an orla, he lets them into Gehenna. Whatever that means, I have no idea. I think I said once. Okay. In any case, so now here's two shilas on the brachas. Let's just finish till the end of the parak, and then we'll go back and see what the shaylas over here. Hamolas agerim, if you mal a ger, Omer Baruch Ato Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kedishon Tzlanu Al Amilu, you make a bruch al Amilu. V'hamavorech Omer Asher Kedishon Tzlanu Lomolas agerim. Lahatif mihem dambris shilmolei dambris lo niskayim u'shamayim v'oretz shenemar im lo brisi yom avalayla chuko shamayim v'oretz osamti baruch ato Hashem koreis habris. This is similar to the bracha of Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten. By a regular milah, by a ger, you say this special bracha. Hamolas v'avodim, anybody who's standing, just like over here, the mavorech, hamavorech, anybody. Right? The other brachas, one the father makes and one the mole makes. But this one, anybody, hamavorech, whoever makes the bracha. Same thing over here. Hamolas v'avodim, if you're molin eved, so you make the bracha. The mavorech says Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten, the moel makes the bracha al amila. V'hamavarech, and somebody else makes the bracha, asher k'tzom tzvanu l'molos ha'avodim, u'lahatet mihem dambris, shil molet dambris, chukos shamayim v'oretz o'zizkaimu, shenemrem l'obrisi yom v'layla, chukos shamayim v'oretz o'samti, baruch ato Hashem, koreis habris. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, so, two things over here. First of all, the bracha of l'hachniso, the bracha of alamila, is the sugya psachim, you say lamul, you say alamila, if it's the father who's making the bris or somebody else, right, that's nothing to do with our sugya. That's one bracha, the bracha of brichas hamitzvah. Now the bracha of lachniso, when do you make this bracha? Lachniso b'rbisa shlavron vino. It's master, you make it after the mila. Because it said the hamol makes this bracha, master, now he's mal, and then you make the bracha lachniso. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds, you dafka make this bracha after the mila, because lachniso is means what's it called the sha'avar, did it already, right? Lachnisa b'risa shel Avraham Avinu. And lechora, you always make a bracha before you do the mitzvah. So some say in the Rabbeinu Tam that the Rabbeinu Tam said that even though it's a Birchas HaMitzvah, you only make the bracha before you do the mitzvah if you're the person who's doing the mitzvah. But here, the Avi HaBen is not doing the milah, right? Somebody else mouthed him. So he's not doing the actual Maisa Milah, he can make the bracha even after the mitzvah is done. And that's what he does. Kamashma, that if the Avi HaBen is the Moel, then he should say the bracha Lach Niso also before. And there's some people who hold like that. But the Rabbeinu Tam himself, in Sefer HaYosher, says not like that. He makes another chilek. He says the bracha of Lach Niso is not a Birchas HaMitzvah. It's a Birch of Shevach Vahodah that I was able to bring him into Briso Shel Avraham Avinu. So Birch of Shevach Vahodah doesn't have to be before you do the mitzvah. Only Birch of HaMitzvah has to be before you do the mitzvah. So it's a machlokas whether the bracha of Lach Niso, but Briso Shel Avraham Avinu, is a bracha of what's it called, a mitzvah. And it could be that even so, you don't have to say it before, because you're not the one doing the mitzvah. Then if that's the case, then why does the father make a bracha on the mitzvah? The Moel made a bracha on the mitzvah. Because there's two mitzvahs. There's a stam mitzvah of Mila, and there's a father's mitzvah to mouth his kid. So the father makes an extra bracha for his special mitzvah. Even if he's not actually doing it, the shliach did that mitzvah, he made a bracha on the stam mitzvah. But on the father's mitzvah, the father makes a bracha. Okay? Therefore, if he made lahachniso, he doesn't make the bracha la Mila either. He doesn't make two brachas. Some hold no, even if the father mouths, he makes both brachas. Because we see that you can make two brachas on one mitzvah like tefillin. The Yireim says that you make this bracha between the mila and the priya. So it's over lasiyasan, it's before the mitzvah's finished, but it's after it started. Okay? And the tour brings down four different shitas. The Rashbam holds you make this bracha before the mila. Before the mila. You make lachniso v'yitzav, then the mo'el mouths and he says ala mila. I think that's how Sfarim do it. Yeah, that they say the brach lachniso first, then al hamila, then the mila, and by us we do it between the mila and the priya. The what's it called? That's Rabbeinu Tam says that you don't have to do it before; you could do it after, because the bircha shevach vahodah, or it's the person who's making it is not the person who's the mawa. The Rabbeinu Sar Shalom says you have to do it dafka after, not before, because lachniso is mashma; you already did it. And the Rosh holds, we do it between Mila and Priya, and that's how the halach is with Shulchan Aruch, right? That you do it between Mila and Priya. By Sfaradim, they pass them like the Rashbam, that you do it dafka before. Okay.
Priya is a separate mitzvah, why don't you make a bracha on Priya also?
What?
If Priya is a separate mitzvah.
Okay, it could be that, what's it called? That the lachniso is taka before the Priya, but after the Mila, so it's still considered osik. According to this, it's mashma, that's all one big mitzvah. You're still osik in that same mitzvah. Once Priya was added on, that's the mitzvah meal. Not that it's two separate things. Okay. The Taz holds that when you can't make the bracha between the meal and the Priya, like the father's the moel. So you can't make the mitzvah between the meal and the Priya. He's osik in the meal itself. Then you make it before. Okay. What happens if the father's not there? Does somebody else make it? We're saying this is a bracha on the father's special mitzvah. According to that, if the father's not there, you don't make this bracha. Right? And that's what the Rambam holds. That's a bracha meyuchad for the father's mitzvah, and only he makes that bracha, nobody else. And the Rosh also holds like that. The Ravid holds, even if the father's not there, somebody else makes the bracha. The Sandik makes the bracha. The Tur holds, the Sandik makes the bracha. Now Ramos says that too. Right? It's not the father's bracha. It's a bracha stam lachniso. And the Avudram says that if the father's Moel, he doesn't say Lachniso, he just says Lamul, right? And the Gra holds, what he means to say is, if you said Lachniso, it's Kolo, you don't make a bracha Alamila. And if you said Alamila, you don't make the other bracha. Okay. Rabbi Kinegar brings out an interesting Olo Safrayim, and he says that Lachniso, Rishon Shel Avraham Avinu, is not going on the Mila. It's going on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Why do we say it now? Because a person's heart is open to Torah only if there's a bris mila. So by making the bris, you're able to mekayim the mitzvah of Talmud Torah also. And in fact, I think Sir Moshe Mibartzaloni says, Bechara, why don't a father make a bracha when he starts teaching his kid Torah? Just like when his father's chayif to do a few things for his kids. One of them, lamulo, and the other one's to lalamdo Torah, lasio isha. Why doesn't the father make a bracha when he does those for you? Then? Asher kishan tzvaru lahasi isha. Right? Lahasiliv no isha. Just like Faye makes a bracha ala mila. Right? So he says that since the mila is gorim, all the other things, the mila gives the opportunity for learning Torah and for lahasio isha. It gives back the akim shmaya. So you only make the bracha on the mila because it's gorim all the other ones. Okay. Now that we said kishem shenichnas, that's our girsa. But there's a girsa in the Tosefta, and the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch all have that girsa. Kishem shenichnasto, it's going on the father, right? And therefore, if the father's not there, right, then some hold lemaisa the moel is the shliach of the father. So you're saying it hichnasto, he's the shliach was machnasim for the father. But if the father's dead, so the moel's not a shliach, then there's no kishem shichnasto. Then you're saying kishem shenichnas. The minig is, the Shach says, even though in Shulchan Aruch it says Shichnasto, the minig is to say Kavo Shem Shenichnas. And the Taz says, it depends. If you're standing up front and you see the father, you say Kishem Shichnasto. If you're standing in the back and you don't see the father, you say Kishem Shenichnas. But the minig is to say Kishem Shenichnas, Labris, and not Kishem Shichnasto. This Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Betin. So we said this Machlokas, whether you say Tzivo or Tzaveh. Rav Haigon and the Bahag say you say Tziva. The Rambam says you say both. He has a Nusach that has both Tziva and Tzaveh. And some people do that. They say both, Tziva and Tzaveh. And the Shach says you should say Tzaveh. And the Yavid says whatever you say is okay. Right? Both Nuschos are okay. Choose whichever one you want. Some say you did. Tosfos argues on Rashi. Rashi says you did is Yitzchak. Right? Tosa says Yedid is Avram. Asher Kidash Yedid Mi Beten. Avram already was designated from before he was born to be Avram Avinu, and he's the Yedid, right? The Chok B'She'ero song is Yitzchak. And some hold, like we said, Yitzchak, and some say that Yedid is Yaakov. It's three different shitas of who the Yedid is. Yedid was what's going on. And Yaakov is the first one that all his children, Chok B'She'ero Sam, that Tzetzav, Chasam Bris Kodesh, is on going on Yaakov. And according to one of Avram, Chok B'She'ero Sam is going on Yitzchak, that Tzetzav is going on Yaakov. Okay. By Gerim and Avodim, some hold you don't make the bracha al Hamila. It's a riff, only Gor is the second bracha. He did have different gears in the Gemara, that you don't say al Hamila by a Ger or an Eved. The reason is, because really it's their bracha, their Goyim. They can't make a bracha on the mitzvah. So they only make the bracha of Asher Kiddushon Zorah Lamulus Hagerim V'Lahatif Mem Dam Bris. And the others hold, no, that's clear, you make a bracha, the mitzvah is on the person who's being malda, right? Not them. The mitzvah is to mal a ger, even though he's a goy now. And that's how the Ramban holds, and the Rashba holds, the Shulchan Aruch hold, that you make both brachas, Lamul, Alamila, and the bracha Lamulus Hagerim. There's also machlokas whether you say al hamil or you say lamul, but that's again not nogeya to this sugya. And also, do you finish off Baruch Atah Hashem koreis habris? Is there a chasima or not a chasima? The Shulchan Aruch says that you are chosein, and that's our, I think there's a minig also like that, that you say, but there is a sheet that it holds. You just say it till you say lomas hagerim latumen dambris, right? Shil molik dambris lo niskayim b'shoyim v'aretz. Period. You don't end up Baruch Atah Hashem koreis habris like we do by regular mila. But the halacha is, and the minig is to finish off Baruch Atah Hashem koreis habris also.